Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Happy weekend, radio family, and welcome. The weekend edition of Community Focus is definitely underway, and another great conversation awaits us here on our Odyssey stations every weekend. Of course, the opportunity to get the word out and to share great information with great people doing some really wonderful things in our communities. I'm happy to add the newest member of the Community Focus family, as we are going to talk about an event known as Plug In. So if you happen to be an author, if you're a caterer, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are a person who likes to engage in public speaking for a living, this expo, also known as ACES, is exactly for you. And it's also for those of you who may be looking for a career change and fit that particular description. So without further ado, let me say good morning to one Audretta Hall. How are you, my dear? And welcome to the Community Focus family.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to have you here, Audretta. And as I just mentioned, this is really huge, and I am so excited to get additional information along with our listeners as to the what, who, the where, when, and hows for Plug-In that is taking place. And that's going to include the date and time. So let's get our wonderful conversation underway. What can attendees expect at an event like this? And how did you come up with the name Plug-In?
Well, Renee, it is a fact that you need to be plugged into a system, plugged into the energy so that you can build your business and move things forward. So Plugged In, basically, we're going to be purposeful. We're going to be like-minded, uncompromised. Growth is what we're planning for 2023. So how better to do that to be around like-minded people that are trying to grow their businesses, that are trying to get the speaking and all their different venues and things together so they can actually support the community. Everybody doesn't go to college.
Right.
And everybody that starts a business needs some additional support. So this is a way to bring everybody together to be able to give that type of support.
Fantastic. And Audretta, with what you just said, it also makes me think about for those who are currently entrepreneurs or are looking to head in that particular direction, especially going into 2023, we think about either before COVID, during COVID, and now after COVID. How so much changed for individuals, especially for those of us in the working world, those of us who are business owners, the transition that has taken place in just those 3 years alone or 2.5 years. When we look at how perhaps our business was doing before COVID, the impact it particularly had on us as business owners during COVID, and even some of the negative and positive changes for many that have happened since COVID.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of aspects to that. One, the reason why I wanted to have authors there, want to encourage children and parents to read.
Yes.
One of the nonprofits that will benefit from this is going to be the Reading Connection in High Point,
right.
which basically focuses on, you know, adult reading. So we lost a lot of that. So this event, Plug In, is designed to make sure that people get an interest in reading, because reading is what moves your level up. Now, the second component is entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You need marketing support. Marketing, the way we market anything, has changed significantly since COVID, but we can take advantage of the idea, the concept, actually the need for us to come together and be more connected. That 2020 disconnected a lot of folks.
Yes.
And now people are really looking to be able to reconnect, to be able to get in touch with their customers on a more intimate basis. So this is the time for the entrepreneur. People are going away from the large corporations, and they're looking to support small businesses.
Absolutely. And Audretta, this reminds me of a saying that you and I, and perhaps many of our radio family, are familiar with. And in thinking back, we probably were saying, oh, that's just so cliche. But you remember the saying, reading is fundamental?
Reading is fundamental. Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Exactly. Yeah.
It really is. And it separates that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the educational piece.
Mm-hmm.
Once you, about the third grade, that's when they start testing you to see where you are
exactly.
in your development.
Right.
And based on that information, they start doing different things socially. So mm-hmm. if people are not up to speed by third grade, they change some of the economic system that have going on. So it really does affect us just to get the basics down, to be able to understand different concepts.
Absolutely.
And again, just to make sure that we're ahead of the curve instead of behind. So for the most part, some of our kids were already kind of behind before
mm-hmm,
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the things that inspired me. I was talking to one of my mentors, and she said her grandchildren were a little behind, and he's 5 years old, and they're looking for tutors to get him up to speed in reading.
Wow. And you know, Audretta, excellent, and thank you for sharing that particular experience. It makes me think of about a couple of things, and they were good memories for me. Mm-hmm. One, spending, as I'm sure a lot of us have when we were in the youth of life, spending time with grandparents over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was the thing. You know, I was with my mom during the week, and I always loved and look forward to weekends because one of my grandmothers was a school teacher. So having the opportunity then to listen to her as we read books together. And
mm-hmm.
then secondly, I think of one of my dearest friends. We went to high school together. And I thought, I don't want to say she was a little quirky, but I thought she was the type of person that loved reading novels. And I'm talking 300-400 page books of various
That was
subjects.
Me.
What's that, Sheila?
That was me, I promise.
You would have been my brainy friend as well. But I was just so fascinated because I'm like, what are you reading? But what would catch my attention is the size of the book. The thickness of it. Mm-hmm. And you were, and I don't know if you were like her, but she could do that in about 2 or 3 days. It would have taken me weeks or months to finish a book that long.
Renee, my mom has the best story of when I was a little girl, and that's why reading is so important to me. I'm actually a published author myself.
Wonderful.
But she bought me a whole bunch of books from the book sale. They were 25 and 10 cents, and it was a whole box.
Yeah.
And I came downstairs after about a week and a half, and I said, I need some more books. She said, "You no way you read all those books." So she picked them up, and she said, "Well, what is this book about?" And I told her, and she looked over at my dad. He said, "We got to get her some more books."
Wow. That is fantastic. Yep. And you know, and the beautiful thing about it, Andretta, is something that you never lose sight of. You've carried that with you into adulthood.
Yes.
And something that with our conversation is so encouraging, because there probably is a young person or even an older adult. That's what they love to do. That's their favorite pastime, is picking up a good book. And I can picture somebody sitting in a hammock or at a beach somewhere where the surroundings or the serenity is so nice and calm that it allows your mind to, in the expression, to use your imagination as
imagination.
You're reading.
And I promise you, my dad had, we had National Geographic. That's how old I am in our house.
Yes. I remember those days. And who was it when we used to get those encyclopedias? We used to get
the Britannica.
Yes.
Yep, we had the whole volume and set.
I'm sure somebody's shaking their head like, yeah, it's in the house. It's collected dust over the years.
Yes,
but it's still
around. And Reader Digest as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I remember reading about Mount Kilimanjaro, Hemingway, and I said, and Whom the Bells Toll in Paris. So when I get older, I'm gonna visit those places.
Wow!
So I'm like, I'm thinking of a generation that's in their childhood is not getting that spark
exactly.
of imagination.
Absolutely.
That, what I read as a child formulated what I did as
an adult. Exactly, Andretta. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Kilimanjaro. I don't know if you heard this, and I didn't get the particulars because I only had time to read the headline. But there is a group of women, I'm going to say between 8 to 10 total. These are black women who are making plans to climb.
To go to
Kilimanjaro.
That is amazing. But yeah. That was one of Hemingway's books. And I remember
exactly.
The leopard at the end. But you have to read the book. But there's a leopard.
I will. And I'm going to have to.
Symbolism to it, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm going to have to look up that particular article somewhere on social media. I think it was one of the main news networks that shared the story. And so now that we've had this conversation, I'm really interested in getting the particulars on what those women plan to do. Andretta, this has just been a wonderful start to our conversation. Let me officially say thank you so much for sharing this great information. We're going to share more on Plug In. Okay. And welcome again to the Community Focus family.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. Your fine company is always appreciated. We are going to take a quick break, but we have lots more to talk about here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. We will be back right after this break. Radio Family, good morning. Welcome. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations, and we are about to engage in great conversation. I'm Renee Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in. And today is no different, other than to say welcome to the newest member of our Community Focus family. Andretta Hall is joining me, Renee Vaughn. We're talking about what's known as Plug In for authors, caterers, entrepreneurs, and speakers. This is a speakers expo known as ACES for short. Andretta, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I wanted to ask this particular question as we engage in conversation. What is the overall concept for an event like this in which you're inviting individuals that I just mentioned?
Well, Renee, it is an opportunity for small businesses to showcase their business with different audiences. The whole concept is everybody invites, there's 25 vendors, mm-hmm. everybody invites 20 to 30 people. That'll be 500-600 people that you'll be able to network with, and we can be able to get the word out. Excellent. in a smaller type of way.
Right.
But there's going to be breakout sessions so that you can learn about marketing, so that you can learn about how to get your book published. Because a lot of people have books that they just haven't published.
Exactly.
Or they don't know how to start that concept. There's going to be a speaker that does nonprofit organization, the do's, the don'ts, and what's actually needed, and how do you get into that arena. So this basic, the whole basic concept is to start a melting pot right. of entrepreneurial activity that's going to go long after the event. So it is, we actually have Who Am I magazine is going to be doing some post articles for the people that did it starting in March.
Right.
And then we're starting a component of book clubs so that people can read the books of the authors that were at the event. So this is literally the jump off point for 2023 to really get that business out of your mind
right.
and into the atmosphere.
Fantastic. And Audretta, the way we seem to be flying through 2022 already.
Mm-hmm.
2023 is going to be here before we know it. And what an excellent transition to ask this question. When is the date and time for this wonderful event?
Well, it's going to be January the 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So with the number of caterers that are coming, mm-hmm. We're definitely going to have food to sample. We want to make sure people have that. But again, just to be able to network with different entrepreneurs. But yeah, January the 28th is a Saturday, and we'll be able to have that time set aside just for us to be able to market. It's going to be in Greensboro. So we'll have the location named.
Fantastic.
Got a few more things to tweak.
Right.
So we'll get that down.
But you know what,
yeah.
though? That just means it's an invitation to have you back on our public affairs program.
Oh,
so we'll
okay.
chat about
Very
that.
Good.
We'll chat about that towards the end. But that's fantastic. And just as an aside, thank you for the offer of food, because I consider it brain food. When we have events mm-hmm. like this, we're not only just feeding our minds with great information, but we're going to be fed physically as well. So that's always a great thing. So the next obvious question, Audretta, is there a cost to attend this event?
Actually, we're going to ask for donations for
okay.
no cost, but we're going to ask for
right.
donations for the Reading Connection so
yes.
we can further on what they want to do. We'll have a VIP component so
mm-hmm.
that you'll be able to get a couple of books from the authors and some special breakout sessions. But
right.
we definitely want everybody to be a family-friendly event. Bring the kids, because, again, we want the entrepreneurship to start early. Let them
yes.
see people in business early
right.
to start that imagination.
And, Audretta, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because I have said this time and time again with members of our community-focused family. When we talk about community events, and I emphasize the word community because that's what it is. Community mm-hmm. is family. And there, a lot of times it's hard to have something, particularly when you are a parent or a grandparent or a guardian or someone who's taking care of a young person, to feel comfortable and safe enough to take them to places where everybody is included, because either some events are a little too adult for the young mm-hmm. ones. And, you know, some may be, if you have older children, they may think that it's too kiddy. You know, it's like, oh,
gotcha.
I'm way past that. But with an event like this, I love what you said in terms of entrepreneurship, because there are a lot of stories. And even from a local perspective of young persons who are starting businesses early, like at age 8 or 12 or 16 or whatever the case may be. And this is the perfect venue and event where you can feel safe enough, comfortable enough to take your son or your daughter or your children. And it's something that's really inclusive for everybody. So not only are the young ones taking away knowledge, but for us as adults and parents and the like, in similar fashion.
And to your point, we are inviting some junior entrepreneurs as well. So, the kids can see people at their age group
right.
starting businesses, so they know it's possible, and it's not just something that you do when you become an adult.
Exactly.
I mean, to your point, there's several. The young lady that started the lemonade with the bee,
yes.
the honeybee, yeah,
yes.
she was like 7. So it's definitely something you want to start early. You want to plant those seeds early so
right.
that they have a time to germinate and grow.
Absolutely, Audretta, because there's just so many talents in our young ones, and to nurture it in such a way, it builds their confidence. It helps mm-hmm. them to see that they do have a talent or skill that they can share with others, and really just a great way for us as adults to pass the knowledge on to our younger generation and just continue to keep passing the baton, if you will. Now, I also want to talk about the fact that this event is going to be hosted by three lovely ladies. First and foremost, yourself. There will also be Dr. Stevie Mills and Victoria Sparks. Share a little bit about this collaboration between the three of you.
Well, I tell you, it was basically, I've been mentoring a couple people, young ladies, for a number of years, and Dr. Stevie Mills is one of them. She's in her 40s. Victoria Spark is in her 20s, and I'm in my 50s, so we're trying to make sure we cross all generations.
Absolutely.
So to make it as inclusive as possible. But Dr. Stevie Mills graduated from A&T, and she is, and she had a degree in PR, and she's been doing a lot of women empowerment around the triad and as far as Atlanta. And Ms. Victoria Sparks recently graduated from college. She's an entrepreneur as well. Well, Ms. Stevie Mills has, Dr. Mills has written 28 books to her credit.
Nice.
So she is a published author.
Yes.
And then Ms. Victoria Sparks, she does marketing, but she also is into financial literacy, which I know is needed. So between the three of us, financial literacy, health and wellness, and public relations, we're definitely going to we're going to bring the heat.
Absolutely.
To the meeting.
Oh, that that's a powerhouse trio right there, without question. So let me ask you this, Andretta: what inspired you and your team to create this event?
You know, it really just the years of networking. Now, you know, for me, I've done the Pink Pancake Brunch.
Yeah.
I did the cake tasting tour in the city of Greensboro, and the entrepreneurship that was needed, just looking to see what happened in 2020 when a lot of small businesses went out of business. There's a statistic that most people don't know, but 67% of Americans are hired, employed by small businesses.
Wow.
So to have that many businesses go out of business, that's what makes the unemployment rate go up.
Exactly.
But it also ends up feeding the larger corporations, and then the little guy gets squozing out.
Exactly.
So we need the entrepreneurial network in our communities to hold us together. We're the ones buying, spending in our communities.
And what I take from this event, Andretta, is that when we talk about many of our area authors and our wonderful caterers and entrepreneurs, this to me will mark an event in which we will hear so many success stories, particularly, and we touched on this a little bit earlier about the impact that small business has seen before, during, and after COVID.
After COVID.
There are so many successful stories of people who actually are doing better post-COVID than they did either before COVID or even during COVID.
And I promise you, it's because they specialized and they got down to the what the customer wants, because it's a more intimate environment.
Exactly.
I tell people this all the time. If I'm standing in line and at the grocery store, I'm talking to the lady behind me, she ends up on my grocery list.
Wow.
But, you know, the larger corporations can't do that. They can't get that type of information from me.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
We're exchanging with how old our kids are, the whole nine yards. So entrepreneurs need to really, really take advantage of the idea, not even the idea, but the need for touch, to be able to reach out to people, to be able to specialize, and really, you know, take care of a target audience that you want to have your business in front of.
Absolutely.
And there's no easier way to do than to do a small expo like this.
Very true. And Andretta, this also kind of popped into my brain. It makes me think about how really the introduction of a new form of technology came as a result of what took place in COVID, because when many businesses did shut down, you no longer had that in-person contact. But then comes this concept called Zoom. Where you can do video conferencing, and things just opened up, because in a sense that really gave us another avenue to stay in contact with our clients when we couldn't see them in person. And we were already used to talking to someone on a telephone or calling them and sending a text or an email message. But to have the capability of still seeing your clients face to face, but in a video format, was amazing.
And I'm telling you, Zoom, this, and actually they've lost their name now. Actually, it's video conferencing, but everybody calls it Zoom.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's like Kleenex, you know, that's a tissue, but we all call
it Kleenex. Right, we call it Kleenex, exactly.
So, yes, you can add more, and that's one of the things we want to teach, that how many different aspects to be able to keep your small business going.
Exactly.
So that you can show on Zoom and on social media
right.
how to do reels, how to do go lives that actually promote people coming to your business. So it is so many different ways to do it, but some people don't know how.
Exactly.
And we're definitely introducing that component at the expo.
That's true. And that made me think, too, to the point we were talking about earlier, how this will be an event that you can bring every member of the family. It makes me to Andretta, think about how it really is bridging the generational gap, because you're likely yeah. going to have parents, grandparents, children, and grandchildren. And it's so much fun to see the younger generation teach their parents and their grandparents how to use all of this amazing and ever-growing technology.
So now you know I have Victoria involved because she's in her 20s. So
right,
yes.
exactly.
Yeah, no, they'll hand you the phone and they'll move your apps. And
I know. Isn't that something?
One time.
And I mean, even little babies as young as two yes. or three, you put a phone in their hand and they know exactly what to do with it. I mean, it's just
now,
incredible.
How to take that information and help it to monetize and grow your business.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So that's what we want to bring to it. So not just using the phone, but you have video, you have text options.
Exactly.
We're encouraging our entrepreneurs to have their own app.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, so they'll be able to stay in contact with their customers because
yes.
it's going to be about contact.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for the great information that we're hearing with you so far. And to welcome those of you who may just be joining us, thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful company. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Great conversation with wonderful members of our Community Focus family. Our newest one in Andretta Hall, who joins me, Renee Vaughn. If you're an author, if you're a caterer, an entrepreneur, and speaker, this expo known as ACES is for you as we continue our great conversation on how you can be a part of the event known as Plug In. And we mentioned the date, but for those of you who may just be joining us, it is Saturday, January 28th of 2023. And it will be, I believe you said, Andretta, 11 a.m.? Okay. Oh, 11
mm-hmm.
to 3. Okay.
Yeah,
very
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
To 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I asked you. So with that, who will benefit from attending this event?
Honestly, there's going to be a component for everybody that attends. If you like to eat, we'll have caterers.
Right.
And I'll be teaching a little bit of health and wellness because, you know, that's my claim to fame.
Yes.
Lost about 100 pounds and kept
Wonderful.
It off.
Wonderful.
If you want to check and see what your competition is doing, mm-hmm. come on out because we'll probably have somebody in your area and just to learn from them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also, too, somebody that just wants to get some ideas of where to get started to
right.
help their children to learn how to read, to re-engage their own interest in reading themselves.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's definitely. So anybody that wants to come out, they will get something out of the Plugged In event.
Very true. And you know, Andretta, this also made me think too, you and I are probably, you said you were in your 50s and so am
mm-hmm.
I. So we're in that same age bracket. But I remember the time when you and I were growing up, when reading was such an integral part. And not that they're not doing it in many school systems, but we've seen so much change, and particularly with needed programs that unfortunately have been on the chopping block with a lot of budget cuts, as they call them. And it makes me think about with reading, I will also interject. For me, I was also a member of high school band. So mm-hmm. reading music was very much important. And I say all of this to make the point that there's so many school systems that are cutting out the arts. They're cutting out music. And, you know, goodness, I would really hate for them to start cutting into any type of reading program that can best benefit our kids. Because I think we take for granted because we do it so much. It's kind of mm-hmm. like breathing. We just do it
yeah.
automatically. You know, when we think about reading in general, how much we apply that to everything we do. We read labels when we're speaking of grocery shopping, when we're at the
yeah.
supermarkets. And like a person like yourself who has done wonderful in taking off the weight, I know for me, because I'm facing some health challenges. And so it's really like, I got to watch my sugar intake. I got to watch my salt intake. So I'm reading labels to see what's in this stuff so that, you know, it's safe enough for me to eat. It can help me in my journey too of weight loss, and really for anyone else that's going through that journey. But, you know, we have to read instructions on how to put something together.
How about contracts when you're signing that lease on your first building as an entrepreneur?
Yes. And I think
that MBA contract.
Exactly.
You know, you have to read that.
Exactly. And I'm glad you made that point, because I think that is the downfall for so many. They're so focused on the dollar amount and how much they're going to make. They don't read the fine print. And I think this is what really was such a detriment to a lot of musical artists when they're thinking they're making the big bucks, when, you know, these big record companies are saying, hey, everybody's going to get their percentage of the top right off the bat. Then when you see that final check coming, you're like, wait a minute, what happened to all that money? Hello.
I think TLC was a victim
of
that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I thought of when you watch documentaries about musical groups of past and present and the hardships they go through, because they're not taught these things. They're not taught how the business side is just as important as being an artist on the music side. You have the talent, but you need to expand it so you'll know what exactly are companies doing with your talent.
And it starts with the reading. I know Les Brown is very famous for saying, the lion will never teach the gazelle how to escape.
Right.
Absolutely. And how do you escape all of what you're just mentioning is having reading comprehension skills.
Exactly.
And it starts young. So that's why we want to.
Yes.
And also you can relearn and re-energize as an adult.
Absolutely.
But if the adults don't have it, then you know the kids won't have it unless they just innately had it and they just wanted, like me, I was the reader in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
but everybody's not like that. But just to get the joy of reading, to make reading fun. Like, I know you remember Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Saturday morning. Yes. Oh, my. You know, I miss that. Dearly, that was one of the things that I look forward to. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I still sing all those songs, Conjunction, Junction, What's
Your
Function?
Function, and I'm only a bill.
And I just got as far as Capitol Hill. I remember
all of those. That brings back.
So we can make reading and learning fun again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, if they're going to teach strategies, can they bring in some football players that show you the X's and O's and how they get in position to make sure they can catch the ball?
Exactly.
Then that would make a lot more fun. Or you actually build a boat that that George Washington goes across the river with, and you build the boat and you learn your skills. So those are things that we can introduce. And like I said, the long range impact of this is to really introduce the idea and the concept of reading as a way to better your future,
absolutely,
but also as a way to really bring us together as a community.
Very true. Now, Andretta, let's go further down memory lane. You remember Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton?
I can see the rainbow. Reading Rainbow. Yes, I do.
Now, how about this? I don't know. I'm going to test your memory on this one now.
Okay.
When I was growing up, there was a program that came out of Chicago called Zoom. Come on and Zoom.
Morgan Freeman started on that show.
Electric Company.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
How about Big Blue Marble? The Big Blue Marble?
I am loving this.
Because that made me want to travel too and go out and
exactly.
see. So, and I'm looking for those shows now, and I don't see
you
that.
You can't
type
find
of
Yeah, you really
inspired.
Can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Now, of course, for a little older generation, there was Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer.
Yes. So just a lot of fun programs, and I'm sure a lot of our radio family in our age group, Andretta, do remember. Now, if they have small babies, they're probably scratching their heads like, what are you guys talking about?
What are y'all talking about?
Listen, it's a little thing called Google.
Yeah, please Google Reading Rainbow.
Absolutely.
Johnny and Susie and Billy. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Mama, you are on point. Now, let me ask you this. How can members who are listening to our great conversation from the community get involved with Plug-In?
Well, you know what? We are really getting some sponsors lined up. Well, we definitely need the entrepreneurs and the caterers. So if you can reach out to me personally. My phone number, if it's okay to give.
Sure, absolutely.
336-471-3000. 7672. And just put the word ACEs in your name in there, and mm-hmm. I will give you a call back, and we'll get you plugged in.
Excellent.
How about that?
Excellent. Now, listen, this is Huma Audretta. Be careful what you ask for, because your phone, likely that now that you have shared that number, is just going to blow up
from this moment forward.
I hear you.
Yes,
now, what are some
excited.
I'm excited for you as well. Let me ask you this question. What are some of the long-term positive impacts and effects that you hope to create with this event?
Well, Renee, seriously, to just really re-energize people into reading and to establish some reading and book clubs, because I know that's kind of gone the way of the dodo as well. I know
exactly.
That people don't even know what a dodo is, but
right.
Just having ways and accountability for reading. Did you finish this book? And then type in what you learned. What's your concept?
Yeah.
So we can do those, to your point, via Zoom. So that people can attend
exactly.
And be able to see what happened afterwards.
That's
also, the goal is to have at least 20 new businesses started mm-hmm. by the end of 2023
Beautiful.
That came to the expo.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a follow-up program. If you started your business, what did you want to start? What support do you need so we can walk you through the program? So we have at least 20 businesses started, and that'll be 20 opportunities for people to employ more people.
Fantastic. And Audretta, with what you just said, another memory popped into my mind that if we could see come back would be wonderful. You mentioned book clubs, even though I personally wasn't a part of one, but I had a couple of friends who were, and it was like you would meet at a particular person's house, you would have the book mm-hmm. selected to read, and then you would just have conversations among friends. You would talk about the book, talk about the author, and so on and so forth.
We still do that as a family. We would have
wow.
a book that we would
yeah.
read as a family. We'd
nice.
Get on a conference call. It wasn't Zoom then, but we'd have
yeah.
a conference call, and we would read. My oldest sister would pick the book, and we would
wow.
read it as a family.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been, but yeah, we need to get that back. And it was a
Absolutely.
Book, a bookmobile.
Yes. I forgot about
those.
Girl,
I told you, we all, y'all was looking for the ice cream truck.
We're seasoned. We are not old. We're seasoned.
We are seasoned.
That's right.
We are seasoned.
And that was a thing because a lot of times, too, mm-hmm. you know, there were always those assignments that required a trip to the library, the public library. And we learned so much from being there in that environment.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So, and then knowing, want to make sure that people have books in their home. Some people, the only book they had at their house was the phone book.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we definitely want to do that. So that's the way we want to have the entrepreneur thing with their books there, so people can have different books for the kids to read, so they can have
Absolutely.
Those in their home to
that's
start
true.
That imagination.
Absolutely. And that was when we still had landlines, Audretta. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Compared to everybody yeah. now has a cell phone, but there was a time when you got that call, you wanted to be at home because that was the only way you could be in contact with somebody.
Well, that's before the answer machine. Remember when
that's
I had an
absolutely,
machine?
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, or when, you know, the operator, if you were out of payphone, we really owed Audretta,
oh,
when the operator would say, please add 10 more cents.
10 more cents.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Can I just mess you up, really? Remember when you can call a phone number and it would tell you what time it was?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then when we had curfew on taking phone calls, you know, there was a certain time when if we were still in school.
No phone calls after 8.
No phone calls after 8.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my dear, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. Any closing thoughts or comments you want to share with us on this weekend edition of Community Focus?
Just appreciate the time and
Absolutely.
Looking forward to meeting everybody in the community. I have about 5,000 friends on Facebook, 2,500 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And once a year, I would sit in a coffee house and just have people come and meet and greet me
all
day. So I'm literally looking for, I'm one of those people that needed, that suffered greatly during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I need the personal touch. I need the hug.
Absolutely.
I need that. Like my mom would say, let me put my eyes on you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know.
And it's such a good feeling to be back at that particular point, like you said, because there's nothing like that personal contact with someone.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, plug in Authors, Caterers, Entrepreneurs, and Speakers Expo, also known as ACES. So Audretta Radio Family wants to see you. So again, a reminder, it happens Saturday, January 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And to have you back on the show, Audretta, so that we can get a location the next time that we chat. So
location, landing pages, we'll be
exactly.
ready.
Exactly. We'll have it worked out. Well, thank you so much, my dear, for all that you do. Please continue to keep up the great work.
Will do. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for the good things you're doing in our communities. You keep up the great work as well. Another great conversation comes to an end. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Please stay safe. And remember from me, Renee Vaughn, no goodbyes, just until next time. Everyone, stay safe, have a great weekend, and take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.